And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. That'll be the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, somebody we heard from at the end of January, when she was beaten by Ange Fairweather. She's hoping to do somewhat better today. Say good morning to Lindsay Davis. Lindsay?
Morning, Dave.
Right, so, tell us what you've been up to. You were telling me off air that you had a bit of a late night last night.
Yes, we went to see Phil Taylor playing darts down at the Chester Racecourse.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. And was that for you or for somebody else?
I took my mum and dad. I bought tickets for them for Christmas, so...
Right.
I went with them because I quite liked watching Phil Taylor.
Fantastic.
When he used to win, so yeah, it was good.
Excellent. And have you ever tried darts yourself?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like so many sports, that looks dead easy when you see the professionals play it, but it's rather different when you do it yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I've not played it for a long, like probably 25 years now, so.
Right, okay.
I might not be able to hit the board anymore.
So. That would be my problem these days, I suspect, yeah. Right, okay, so you know how this works. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Who, according to Stevie Wonder, was as distant as the Milky Way?
Elton John.
Which Van Halen hit includes the line, I get up and nothing gets me down?
Sorry.
Which group reached number 3 in 1967 with Massachusetts?
Bee Gees.
Which film soundtrack included the song What a Wonderful World?
Stand by me.
Which American group reached number 2 in 1964 with Ragdoll? Which country singer started life as a DJ in Canada, in Texas, back in the early 50s? Famous as a singer.
Dolly Parton.
In which decade did George Harrison have a hit with My Sweet Lord?
80s.
And finally, who wrote and produced Bright Eyes for Art Garfunkel?
Mike Bass.
Is the right answer to that one? And you said it as if you weren't convinced it was right.
I'm gutted. Oh, dear.
They were stinkers, those, weren't they? Some really difficult questions this morning. I do apologise for that. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. You only passed on 2, but we did hear Elton John's name mentioned a couple of times. Right, and you got 1, 2 questions right, yeah. I'm afraid, today. So they didn't go your way.
I'm getting worse at this quiz.
Either you're getting worse or the questions are getting more difficult, and I suspect the latter is probably true.
Oh, dear.
And again, there were a number of questions there which predate you, so you've got a good excuse for not knowing them. Right, let's go through the wrong ones, because I know a lot of people like to play along with this. Who, according to Stevie Wonder, was as distant as the Milky Way? That is a line from a big hit of his called My Sharia Moore, which was the late 60s, so again, before your time.
I wouldn't have got that, I don't think, even with 10 minutes.
No, I suspect I wouldn't. That was always my weak spot on pop quizzes, lyric line, so hope Ange Fairweather's not listening, because she'll be writing the questions for me for next year, and she'll be writing down, make sure there's a lyric line, because he'll get that wrong. Right, which Van Halen hit includes the line, I get up and nothing gets me down? That was the brilliant song Jump, one of their biggest hit singles.
Oh my word. Do you know what?
You should have known that one.
I actually do know that, but
it just didn't come to you in time. Which American group reached number 2 in 64 with Ragdoll? That's another old one. The Four Seasons with Frankie Valli was that one. The country singer who started life as a DJ in Texas was Jim Reeves, famous country singer.
Of course.
And in which decade did George Harrison have a hit with My Sweet Lord? You said the 80s. You should have said the 70s, because that's what we were looking for there.
That's something I should have got right, so I'm kicking myself for that one. Never mind.
But I have to say, there were some tricky questions there, so thanks as always for taking part. We'll see if it's a winning score in an hour's time when we talk to Patricia Goff. But in the meantime, we'll let you go back to bed and have a bit of a rest.
All right, thanks,
Okay,
Dave.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye-bye
now.
Bye. Sometimes the questions just don't go your way, which is certainly what happened this morning. But thanks anyway to Lindsay Davis, who always likes to take part in the quiz. And as I mentioned, we'll do round two at 11:30, and we'll see if Patricia Goff can get a better score.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Well, there's no trace of Patricia Goff. I suspect she might have been abducted by aliens, because she's certainly not answering her phone. So hopefully we'll catch up with her next week. But stepping into the breach, very much at the last minute, another one of our regular contestants. We say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. And indeed, everybody else that wished me happy birthday on Facebook as well. That's really nice. And the biggest present of all is you stepping into the breach, because we would have been stuck otherwise today. Brilliant. So what have you been up to since we spoke to you?
Well, not a great deal, really. I'm working, but I've got a pleasant afternoon planned.
Right.
My daughter is bringing me... like a framework.
Right.
And I'm going to build a raised bed for growing vegetables in my garden.
Right, the sort of thing you see on Love Your Garden with Alan Titchmarsh. He does a lot of those, doesn't he?
That's the kind of thing, yes.
Brilliant, brilliant.
But the nicest bit about it is that with my neighbours...
Right.
There's four children that mithered me all last summer. Can we do this and can we do that? So
right.
I said, yes, all right. So I'm... Yes, I'm doing it for me, and I will enjoy it. But the children are going to join in.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds a great way to spend Sunday afternoon. And the weather's in your favour as well, because although it's a bit chilly out there, there's no sign of any rain, which is good.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, were you listening at 11:30 when Lindsay Davis was on?
I wasn't, no.
Oh, right. Well, she had some difficult questions, I have to say that straight away. Some that I wouldn't know the clue on. She got 2 out of 8 with 2 passes, so that's the score to beat today. Okay?
Yeah.
So give it your best shot. Good luck, and here they come.
Cool.
Whose first hit in 1971 was United We Stand?
David Bowie.
In which decade did Elvis Presley record It's Now or Never?
60s.
Who had a hit in 1967 with Knights in White Satin?
Knights in White Satin, yes. Pass.
Which singer-songwriter formed a record label called Rocket in 1972?
Elton John.
Which American group's first hit in 64 was I Get Around?
Beach Boys.
Complete the title of this Dusty Springfield hit, Son of a...
Preacher Man.
Which song links the actor Phil Daniels and the Britpop group Blur?
Father and Son.
Which 80s group has had a lead singer called Eddie Reader? Eddie Reader.
Oh, name rings a bell and I can't think.
No,
so Fleetwood
Mac. You're going to go for Fleetwood Mac on that, yeah. Now, we did have an Elton John answer in there, but that was the correct answer, so I hope it was not a pass, all right. Right, yeah. Okay, I think you've done all right, actually. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. Exactly the same number of questions as Lindsay Davis did. And you answered 1, 2, 3, 4 questions right. So even though it's not a particularly high score, it's a winning score this week.
Thanks.
So well done. Absolutely. Fantastic. So enjoy the gardening this afternoon. And thanks for stepping in at the last minute. Really appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks, Trudy. Bye-bye now.
All right, thanks. Bye now.
Bye. And of course, the 60-second challenge, back next Sunday morning, 11:30 and 12:30.